Thebes, city of the living, crown jewel of Pharaoh Seti I, home of Imhotep, Pharaoh's high priest, keeper of the dead, birthplace of Anaxunamun, Pharaoh's mistress. No other man was allowed to touch her. But for their love, they were willing to risk life itself.
Yarata, ich eier. Taten. Imhotep. Eisen.
I pidi hore, i mi miuto.
Che
cavè? Che ana frataia na su kawe.
Ku nai da kawe, ja na kawe, hagamis.
Er hat bin vayu.
Sinwe.
Ja uta ya renta.
Ben bi ai fa wait in halt.
To resurrect Anaxunamun, Imhotep and his priest broke into her crypt and stole her body. They raced deep into the desert, taking Anaxunamun's corpse to Hamunaptra, city of the dead, ancient burial site for the sons of pharaohs, and resting place for the wealth of Egypt. For his love, Imhotep dared the god's anger by going deep into the city, where he took the black book of the dead from its holy resting place. Anaxunamun's soul had been sent to the dark underworld, her vital organs removed and placed in 5 sacred canopic jars. Anaxunamun's soul had come back from the dead. But Pharaoh's bodyguards had followed Imhotep and stopped him before the ritual could be completed. Imhotep's priests were condemned to be mummified alive. As for Imhotep, he was condemned to endure the Homdai, the worst of all ancient curses, one so horrible it had never before been bestowed. to remain sealed inside his sarcophagus. The undead for all of eternity. The Magi would never allow him to be released, for he would arise a walking disease, a plague upon mankind, an unholy flesh eater with the strength of ages, power over the sands, and the glory of invincibility. Men and armies fought over this land, never knowing what evil lay beneath it. And for 3,000 years, we, the Magi, the descendants of Pharaoh's sacred bodyguards, kept watch.
You just got promoted.
Steady!
You're with me on this one, right?
Oh, your strength gives me strength.
by the Sahara Olympic below.
Tura Mirsi Haider. يلا نقلو.
لا السهرة ستفت اللو.
Sacred stones, sculpture and aesthetics, Socrates, Seth, volume 1, volume 2, and volume 3, and Tutmosis. What are you doing here? Tea. I'm going to put you where you belong.
But you, compared to you, the other plagues were a joy.
I'm so very sorry. It was an accident.
Darling girl, when Ramses destroyed Syria, that was an accident. You are a catastrophe. Look at my library. Why do I put up with you?
Well, you put up with me because I can read and write ancient Egyptian, and I can decipher hieroglyphics and hieratic. And, well, I am the only person within 1,000 miles who knows how to properly code and catalogue this library, that's why.
I put up with you because your father and mother were our finest patrons, that's why. Allah rest their souls. I don't care how you do it. I don't care how long it takes. Straighten up this mishima!
Hello? Abdul? Mohammed? Bob? Have you no respect for the dead?
I do, but sometimes I'd rather like to join them.
Well, I wish you would do it sooner rather than later before you ruin my career the way you've ruined yours. Now get out.
My dear, sweet baby sister, I'll have you know that at this precise moment, my career's on a high note.
High note, ha. Oh, Jonathan, please, I'm really not in the mood for you. I've just made a bit of a mess in the library, and the Bembridge scholars have rejected my application form again. They say I don't have enough experience in the field.
You'll always have me, old mum.
Besides, I have just the thing to cheer you up.
Oh, no, Jonathan, not another worthless trinket. If I have to take one more piece of junk to the curator to try and suffer you. Where did you get this?
On a dig down in Thebes. My whole life I've never found anything, Evie. Please tell me I found something.
Jonathan?
Yes?
I think you found something. You see the cartouche there? It's the official royal seal of Seti I. I'm sure of it.
Perhaps.
Two questions. Who the hell was Seti I, and was he rich?
He was the second pharaoh of the 19th dynasty, said to be the wealthiest pharaoh of them all.
Good. That's good. I like this fellow. I like him very much.
I've already dated the map. It's almost 3,000 years old, and if you look at the hieratic just here, well, it's Hammanaptra.
Dear God, don't be ridiculous. We're scholars, not treasure hunters. Hammanaptra's a myth told by ancient Arab storytellers to amuse Greek and Roman tourists.
Yes, yes, I know all the silly blather about the city being protected by the curse of a mummy nonsense, but my research has led me to believe that the city itself may have actually existed.
Are we talking about the Hammanaptra?
Yes, the city of the dead, where the earliest pharaohs were said to have hidden the wealth of Egypt.
Yes, yes, and a big underground treasure chamber. Oh, come on, everybody knows the story. The entire necropolis was rigged to sink into the sand, and Pharaoh's command, a flick of his switch, and the whole place would disappear beneath the sand dunes, taking the treasure with it.
As the Americans would say, it's all fairy tales and hoax. Oh, my goodness! Look at that!
You've burnt it. You've burnt off a part of the lost city.
It's for the best, I'm sure. Many men have wasted their lives in the foolish pursuit of Hammanaptra. No one's ever found it. Most have never returned.
Come, come! Step over the threshold. Welcome to Cairo Prison, my humble home.
You told me that you got it on a dick down in Thebes.
Yeah, well, I was mistaken.
You lied to me.
I lie to everybody. What makes you so special?
I am your sister.
Yes, well, that just makes you more gullible.
Jonathan, you stole it from a drunk at the local taxi.
It's his pocket, actually, so I don't think
Jonathan,
it's very good.
Stop being so ridiculous. Now, what exactly is this man in prison for?
Well, this I did not know. But when I heard you were coming, I asked him that myself. Yalla!
And what did he say?
He said you were just looking for a good time.
This is the man that you stole it from?
Yes, exactly. So why don't we just go sniff out spot a tiffin?
Who are you? And who's the broad?
Broad?
I'm just local sort of missionary chap, spreading the good word and all that. But this is my sister, Evie.
How do you
do? Oh, well, guess she's not so lost.
I beg your pardon.
Hey! I'll be back in a moment.
Ask him about the box.
We just found... Hello, excuse me. We both found your puzzle box, and we've come to ask you about it.
No.
No.
No. You came to ask me about Hammanaptra.
How do you know that the box contains Hammanaptra?
Because that's where I was when I found it. I was there.
But how do we know? That's not a load of pig swallow.
You know, do I know you?
No. I've just got one of those faces.
You were actually at Hammanaptra.
Yeah, I was there.
You swear?
Every damn day.
No, I didn't mean that.
I know what you meant. I was there. Seti's place, city of the dead.
Could you tell me how to get there? I mean, the exact location.
You want to know?
Well, yes.
Do you really want to know?
Yes.
Then get me the hell out of here. Do it, lady.
Where are they taking him?
To be hanged. Apparently, he had a very good time.
I will give you £100 to save this man's life.
Madame, I would pay £100 just to see him hanged.
£200.
Proceed.
£300.
Any last request, pig?
Yeah, loosen the knot and let me go.
Yeah, man. Of course we don't let him go. Yeah, yeah, but that.
£500.
Walk off on that. And what else? I'm a very lonely man. Watch him strangle to death.
He knows the location to Hamunaptra.
You lie.
I will never.
Are you telling me this filthy, godless son of a pig knows where to find the city of the dead?
Yes.
Truly?
Yes. And if you cut him down, we will give you 10%.
50%.
20.
40.
30.
25.
Deal.
Cut him down!
Do you really think he's going to show off?
Yes, undoubtedly. Going my luck. He may be a cowboy, but I know the breed. What is his word?
Well, personally, I think he's filthy, rude, a complete scoundrel. I don't like him one bit.
Anyone I know?
Oh. Hello.
Smashing day for the start of an adventure, eh, O'Connell?
Yeah, smashing.
Oh, no, I never steal from a partner. Partner?
That reminds me, no hard feelings about the,
Oh, no. It happens all the time.
Mr. O'Connell, can you look me in the eye and guarantee me that this isn't all some kind of a flim-flam? Because if it is, I am warning you, I will feel...
You're warning me? Lady, let me put it this way. My whole damn garrison believed in this so much that without orders, they marched halfway across Libya and into Egypt to find that city. And when we got there, all we found was sand and blood. You get your bags.
Yes, you're right. Filthy, rude, complete scoundrel, nothing to like there at all.
Bright, good morning to all.
Oh, no, what are you doing here?
I'm here to protect my investment. Thank you very much.
Playing with your glasses and cut the deck, would you, Burns?
Well, without my glasses, I can't see the deck to cut it, can I, Dan?
Connell, sit down. We could use another player.
I only gamble with my life, never my money.
Never? What if I was to bet you $500 says we'd get to Hamunaptra before you?
You're looking for Hamunaptra?
Damn straight we are.
And who says we are?
He does. Well, how about it? Is it a bet?
All right, you're on.
What makes you so confident, sir?
What makes you?
Well, he got us a man who's actually been there.
Oh, what a coincidence, because O'Connell... whose play is it? Is it my play? I thought I just,
Gentlemen, you got us a wager. Good evening, Jonathan.
Night.
Sorry, didn't mean to scare you.
The only thing that scares me, Mr. O'Connell, are your manners.
Still angry about that kiss, huh?
Oh, if you call that a kiss. Did I miss something? Are we going into battle?
Lady, there's something out there. Something underneath that sand.
Yes, well, I'm hoping to find a certain artifact. A book, actually. My brother thinks there's treasure. What do you think's out there?
In a word, evil. The Bedouin and the Tuaregs believe that Hamunaptra is cursed.
Oh, look, I don't believe in fairy tales and hokum, Mr. O'Connell, but I do believe that one of the most famous books in history is buried out there, the Book of Amun-Ra. It contains within it all the secret incantations of the Old Kingdom. It's what first interested me in Egypt when I was a child. It's why I came here, sort of a life's pursuit.
And the fact that they say that it's made out of pure gold makes no never mind to you, right?
You know your history.
I know my treasure.
By the way, why did you kiss me?
When I was about to be hanged, it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Oh.
What? What'd I say?
Surprise! My good friend, you're alive. I was so very, very worried.
Well, if it ain't my little buddy Benny, I think I'll kill you.
Think of my children.
You don't have any children.
Someday I might.
Shut up. So you're the one who's leading the Americans. I might have known. So what's the scam, Betty? You take them out into the middle of the desert, and then you leave them to rot?
Unfortunately, no. These Americans are smart. They pay me only half now, half when I get them back to Cairo. So this time I must go all the way.
Them's the breaks, huh?
You never believed in Hamunaptra, O'Connell. Why are you going back?
You see that girl? She saved my neck.
You always did have more balls than brains.
Yeah. Goodbye, Benny.
George Bembridge, in 1865 was... Oh, for heaven's sake, girl, it wasn't that good of a kiss anyway.
What are we going to do? Wait here! I'll go get help! Right!
Bloody good show, chap! And did I panic? I think not.
Get him out of the water!
Get out of the water!
Come on, doggy! Give him a smack, would you? This a messed up country!
We've lost everything, all of our tools, all the equipment, all my clothes.
O'Connell! Hey! O'Connell! It looks to me like I've got all the horses!
Hey, Benny! Looks to me like you're on the wrong side of the river!
I only want four. I only want four that I hope bloody ass. O'Connell. You believe in cheating?
Will you just pay the man?
Oh, for heaven's sake. I can't believe the price of these flea bags. Yes, happy. Very good.
You probably could have got him for free. All we had to do is give him your sister.
Yes. Awfully tempting, wasn't it?
Awful.
Did like camels. Filthy buggers. They smell, they bite, they spit. Disgusting.
I think they're adorable.
Good job, old baby. Good job. Good job, baby. Good job. More goat soup.
Aida Sahara Lampetalao.
Good morning, my friend.
What the hell are we doing?
Patience, my good Veratum. Patience.
Remember our bet, O'Connell. First one to the city. 500 cash bucks.
100 of them bucks is yours if you help us win that bet.
Oh, my pleasure. Hey, O'Connell. Nice camel.
Get ready for it.
For what?
We're about to be shown the way.
Look at that. Can you believe
Hominoptera?
Here we go again.
Do they know something we don't?
They live by a woman. What does a woman know?
That's a statue of Anubis. Its legs go deep underground. According to Bembridge scholars, that's where we'll find a secret compartment containing the Golden Book of Amun-Ra. Jonathan, you're meant to catch the sun with that.
So, what are these old mirrors for?
Ancient mirrors. It's an ancient Egyptian trick, you'll see.
Here, this is for a view. Go ahead, it's something I borrowed off our American brethren. I thought you might like it, you might need it.
For when you're down.
Yeah. What are you looking at?
Hey, look for bugs. I hate bugs.
Do you realize we're standing inside a room that no one has entered in over 3,000 years?
What is that god awful stench?
And then there was light.
Hey, that is a neat trick.
Oh, my God. It's a Sarnetchi.
Huh?
A preparation room.
Preparation for what?
For entering the afterlife.
Mummies, my good son. This is where they made the mummies.
Bugs.
He said bugs.
You mean bugs? I hate bugs.
legs of Anubis. The secret compartment should be hidden somewhere inside here.
The bejesus out of us, O'Connell.
Likewise.
Hey, that's my toolkit.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Perhaps I was mistaken.
Well, have a nice day, gentlemen. We have a lot of work to be getting along with.
Push off. This is our dig site.
We got here first.
This here's our statue, friend.
I don't see your name written on it, pal.
Yes, well, there's only 4 of you. And 15 of me. Your odds are not so great, O'Connell.
I've had worse.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, look, for goodness sake, let's be nice, children. If we're going to play together, we must learn to share. There are other places to dig.
According to these hieroglyphics, we're underneath the statue. We should come up right between his legs.
I mean, those damn Yanks go to sleep. No offense.
And take it.
We'll dig our way up and steal that book right out from under them.
Are you sure we can find the secret compartment thing?
Oh, yes. Those beastly Americans haven't beaten us to it. No offense.
And take it.
Hey, where'd our smelly little friend get, huh? Get us some treasure!
Careful! Seti was no fool. I think perhaps we should let the diggers open it.
Oh, I think we should listen to the good doctor, Henderson.
Yeah, sure. Let them open.
Efta! Efta!
Sekta Madalano! Sieda! Sieda!
Let me get this straight. They ripped out your guts and they stuffed them in jars.
And then they take out your heart as well. Oh, and you know how they took out your brain?
Evie, I don't think we need to know this.
They take a sharp, red-hot poker, stick it up your nose, scramble things about a bit, and then rip it all out through your nostrils.
Well, that's gonna hurt.
It's called mummification. You'll be dead when they do this.
For the record, if I don't make it out of here, don't put me down for mummification.
Likewise.
It's a sarcophagus. Buried at the base of Anubis. He must have been someone of great importance. Or he did something very naughty.
Oh, la. One more.
Well, who is it?
shall not be named.
This looks like some sort of lock.
Well, whoever's in here sure wasn't getting out.
Yeah, no kidding. It takes a month to crack into this thing without a key.
A key? A key. Now, that's what he was talking about.
Who was talking about what?
Well, the man on the barge, the one with the hook. He's looking for a key.
Hey, that's mine.
What do you suppose killed him?
Did you ever see him eat?
Seems that our American friends had a little misfortune of their own today. Three of their diggers were, melted.
What?
How?
Salt acid. Pressurized salt acid. Some kind of ancient booby trap.
Maybe this place really is cursed.
Oh, for goodness sake, you two!
You don't believe in curses, huh?
No, I don't. I believe if I can see it and I can touch it, then it's real. That's what I believe.
I believe in being prepared.
Let's see what our friend the warden believed in.
Oh, what? My God, what is it?
A broken bottle.
Oh.
Len Livett, 12 years old. Well, he may have been a stinky fellow, but he had good taste.
Take this. Stay here.
No, wait for me, wait.
Evie, excuse me, but didn't the man just say, stay here? Evie! Mr. Hendrickson! Wake up!
Shed no more blood. But you must leave. Leave this place or die.
You have one day.
Yalla! Imse!
Old Steady's fortune's got to be under this sand.
For them to protect it like this, you just know there's treasure down there.
Yeah. These men are a desert people. They value water, not gold.
You know, maybe just at night, we could combine forces.
Hmm? It's tough stuff. Try a right hook. Ball up your fist and put it up. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now mean it. Hit it right here.
Mean it!
Okay. Okay, time for another drink.
Unlike my brother, sir, I know when to say no.
Uh-huh. And unlike your brother, miss, you, I just don't get.
Ah, I know. You're wondering, what is a place like me doing in a girl like this?
Yeah, something like that.
Egypt is in my blood. You see, my father, was a very, very famous explorer. And he loved Egypt so much, he married my mother, who was an Egyptian and quite an adventurer herself.
Hmm. Hmm. I get your father and I get your mother. And I get him, but what are you doing here?
Oh, Sook, I may not be an explorer or an adventurer or a treasure seeker or a gunfighter, Mr. O'Connell, but I am proud of what I am.
And what is that?
I am a librarian. I am going to kiss you, Mr. O'Connell.
Call me Rick.
Oh, Rick.
Awam! Awam!
There is a curse upon this chest.
Curse my...
Yeah, who cares?
Havoc here, Mr. Henderson. In these hallowed grounds, that which was set forth in ancient times is as strong today as it was then.
Yeah, we understand. What's it say?
Imod maktub al-al-gamir. Death will come on swift wings to whomsoever opens this chest.
We should not be here. This is not good.
It says there is one, the undead, who, if brought back to life, is bound by sacred law to consummate this curse.
Well, let's make sure we don't bring anyone back from the dead then, huh?
He will kill all who open this chest and assimilate their organs and fluids. And in so doing, he will regenerate and no longer be the undead, but a plague upon this earth.
Well, we didn't come all this way for nothing.
That's right. It's a curse. It's the curse. It's a curse! Beware of the curse! Beware!
Stupid, superstitious bastard.
Oh, I've dreamt about this since I was a little girl.
You dream about dead guys?
Oh, look, the sacred spells have been chiseled off. This man must have been condemned not only in this life, but in the next.
Tough break.
Yeah, I'm all tears. See who's inside, shall we?
God, I hate it when these things do that.
Is he supposed to look like that?
No, I've never seen a mummy look like this before. He's still
juicy.
Yes. He must be more than 3,000 years old, and well, it looks as if he's still decomposing.
Yeah, look at that. What do you make of this?
My God, these marks were made with fingernails. This man was buried alive. And he left a message. Death is only the beginning.
About a book. Where the hell's the treasure?
This, gentlemen. This is treasure.
Well, I wouldn't trade you for a friend.
There's your treasure, gentlemen.
Well, now we're on to something.
I believe you need a key to open that book.
Say, O'Connell, what do you think these babies will fetch back home?
We hear you boys found yourselves a nice gooey mummy.
Well, congratulations. You know, if you dry that fella out, you might be able to sell him for firewood.
Look what I found.
You're in her seat. Now.
Yep.
Scarab skeletons. Flesh eaters. I found them inside our friend's coffin. They can stay alive for years, feasting on the flesh of a corpse. Unfortunately for our friend, he was still alive when they started eating him.
So somebody threw these in with our guy and then they slowly ate him alive?
Very slowly.
Well, he certainly wasn't a popular fellow when they planted him, was he?
No, probably got a little too frisky with the Pharaoh's daughter.
Well, according to my readings, our friend suffered the Homdai, the worst of all ancient Egyptian curses, one reserved only for the most evil of blasphemers. Well, in all of my research, I've never heard of this curse having actually been performed.
That bad, huh?
Yes. Well, they never used it because they feared it so. It's written that if a victim of the Homdai should ever arise, he would bring with him the 10 plagues of Egypt.
That's called stealing, you know.
According to you and my brother, it's called borrowing.
I thought the Book of Amun-Ra was made out of gold.
It is made out of gold. This isn't the Book of Amun-Ra. This is something else. I think this may be the Book of the Dead.
The Book of the Dead? Are you sure you want to be playing around with this thing?
It's just a book. No harm ever came from reading a book.
That happens a lot around here. So what's it say?
Amun-Ra. Amun-Day. It speaks of the night and of the day. Su-e-ah-ha-ram-muk-tub sin-mas-ibet-baya.
No! You must not read from the book!
Who's there?
Who's there?
Evelyn!
D.B.!
Oh, Mr. Burns, thank goodness. I was just starting to get scared. I've lost everyone.
My eyes! My eyes!
Please help me.
My son! He took my son!
Please don't leave me.
I know someone. Damn it!
Trap doors! Maybe a switch or something around here someplace.
Run, you son of a bitch! Run!
Go!
There you are! You complete hide! Come on, let's get out of here! Whoa!
To leave or die. You refused. Now you may have killed us all. For you have unleashed the creature that we have feared for more than 3,000 years.
Relax, I got him.
No mortal weapon can kill this creature. He's not of this world.
You bastard.
What does he do to him?
We saved him. Saved him before the creature could finish his work. I'll leave all of you quickly before he finishes you all. Ella, Emshi! You must now go on the hunt. And try and find a way to kill him.
I already told you, I got him.
Now this. This creature is the bringer of death. You'll never eat. You'll never sleep. You will never stop.
Over me, as a shepherd watches over his flock. Ya ilahi, sayyidi alayhi, kwa habani. No? Okay.
Cho-cho, Musa, ba'u.
Cho-cho, Musa, ba'u. My prince.
Ah!
you didn't believe in that fairy tales and hokum stuff. Chew!
Having an encounter with a 3,000-year-old walking, talking corpse does tend to convert one.
But forget it. We're out the door, we're down the hall, and we're gone.
Oh, no, we are not.
Oh, yes, we are.
Oh, no, we are not. We woke him up, and we are going to stop him.
We? What we? We didn't read that book. I told you not to play around that thing. Didn't I tell you not to play around that thing?
Right then, me. I woke him up, and I intend to stop him.
Oh, yeah? How? You heard the man. No mortal weapons can kill this guy.
Oh, well, then we are just going to have to find some immortal ones.
There goes that we again.
Listen to me. We have to do something. Once this creature has been reborn, his curse is going to spread until the whole of the earth is destroyed.
Yeah? And is that my problem?
Well, it is everybody's problem.
Evelyn, I appreciate you saving my life and all, but when I signed on, I agreed to take you out there and to bring you back. And I have done that. End of job, end of story, contract terminated.
That's all I am to you, a contract.
Look, you can either tag along with me, or you can stay here and try and save the world. What's it gonna be?
I'm staying.
Fine.
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 I'm the last of the Royal Air Corps still stationed out here, you know. What? Some bloody idiot spilt his drink. All the other laddies died in the sky and were buried in the sand. Good chaps, every one of them, too.
Oh, hey, Winston.
Yeah. Now, you know, O'Connell, ever since the end of the Great War, there hasn't been a single challenge worthy of a man like me.
Yeah, but we all got our little problems today, don't we, Winston?
I just wish I could have chucked it in with the others and gone down in flame and glory instead of sitting around here rotting of boredom and booze. Cheers. Oh, well, back to the airfield.
Tell me, has your sister always been?
Oh, yes,
well,
always.
We're all packed up, but the damn boat doesn't leave till tomorrow morning.
Tail set firmly between your legs, I see.
Yeah, you can talk. You don't have some sacred walking corpse after you. Wow. How's your friend?
He had his eyes and his tongue ripped out. How would you be?
I'm so pleased to meet you.
Prince Imhotep does not like to be touched. A silly Eastern superstition, I'm afraid.
Please forgive me.
Oh, whoops. Mr. Burns, Prince Imhotep thanks you for your hospitality.
Yeah.
And for your eyes. And for your tongue.
Oh.
But I'm afraid more is needed.
Oh.
The prince must finish the job and consummate the curse which you and your friends have brought down upon yourselves.
No!
Good luck, boys.
Sweet Jesus!
Tasted just like
blood.
And the rivers and waters of Egypt ran red and were as blood.
He's here. Oh, Evelyn!
Oh, so you're still here.
We've got problems. Serious trouble.
I'm out.
very serious trouble.
He does seem to like me.
Yeah, what's that about?
What's this guy want in here?
There's only one person I know that can possibly give us any answers. You!
Miss Conahan. Gentlemen.
What is he doing here?
Do you really want to know, or would you prefer to just shoot us?
After what I just saw, I'm willing to go on a little faith here.
We are part of an ancient secret society. For over 3,000 years, we have guarded the city of the dead. We've sworn at manhood to do any and all in our power to stop the High Priest Imhotep from being reborn into this world.
Now, because of you, we have failed.
And you think this justifies the killing of innocent people?
To stop this creature? Let me think.
Yes!
Question.
Why doesn't he like cats?
Well, cats are the guardians of the underworld. He will fear them until he is fully regenerated.
And then he will fear nothing.
Yeah, and you know how he gets himself fully regenerated?
By killing everyone who opened that chest.
And sucking them dry, that's how.
Donald, will you stop playing with that? When I saw him alive at Hamunaptra, he called me Anuksunamun. And then just now, Mr. Burns' quarters, he tried to kiss me.
It's because of his love for Anuksunamun that he was cursed. Apparently, even after 3,000 years.
He's still in love with her.
Yes, well, that's very romantic, but what has it got to do with me?
Perhaps he will once again try to raise her from the dead.
Yes. And it appears he's already chosen his human sacrifice.
Bad luck, old mum.
On the contrary. It may just give us the time we need to kill the creature.
We will need all the help we can get. His powers are growing.
And he stretched forth his hand towards the heavens, and there was darkness throughout the land of Egypt.
We must stop him from regenerating. Who opened that chest?
Well, there's me and Daniels here. Oh, and Burns, of course.
And that Egyptologist fella.
What about my buddy Benny?
No, he scrammed out of there before we opened the damn thing.
Yeah, he was the smart one.
Yeah, that sounds like Benny.
We must find the Egyptologist and bring him back to the safety of the fort before the creature can get to him.
Right. She stays here. You three come with me.
Not me.
You can't just leave me behind here like some old kind of carpet bag. I mean, who put you in charge? O'Connell, what do you think you are doing? Jonathan! O'Connell!
Sorry, Ava. He's a bit
coward
tall.
That you are. O'Connell, you are not leaving me in here.
This door doesn't open. She doesn't come out and no one goes in. Right?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Let's go, Jonathan.
Oh, well, I thought I could just stay at the fort and reconnoitre.
Now!
Yeah, right. We're just going to rescue the Egyptologist.
From the desert with the new friend, didn't you, Benny?
But, friend, you are my only friend.
What the hell are you doing with this creep, huh, Benny? What's in it for you?
It is better to be the right hand of the devil than in his path. As long as I serve him, I am immune.
Immune from what?
Pitch cares a lot.
What did you say?
I don't want to tell you. You just hurt me some more.
What are you looking for? And try not to lie to me.
The book! The blade book they found at Hamunaptra. He wanted back. He said to me it would be worth its weight in gold.
What does he want the book for?
Oh, come on. I don't know. Stop thinking about bringing his dead girlfriend back to life. But that's all. He just wants the book, I swear. Just the book, I swear. And your sister. But other than that...
Two down, two to go.
They'll be coming after Evie. Yeah, with this.
I'm going downstairs. Get me a drink. You want something?
Yeah. Yeah, give me a glass of bourbon.
All right. And a shot of bourbon.
Yeah, okay, okay.
And a bourbon chaser.
Yeah, I'll get you damn bourbon.
Don't worry about the door. Hey! Get your ugly face off of her!
The dark box, yeah.
Look what I got.
You all right?
Well, not sure.
Yes, well, according to legend, the black book that the Americans found at Hamanaptra is supposed to bring people back from the dead. Until now, it was a notion I was unwilling to believe.
Believe it, sister. That's what brought our buddy back to life.
Yes, and I'm thinking that if the black book can bring dead people to life, then
maybe the gold book can kill him.
That's the myth. Now we just have to find out where the gold book is hidden.
At least my favorite plague, boils and sores.
They have become his slaves. So it has begun. The beginning of the end.
Not quite yet, it hasn't. Come on. Cambridge scholars, the Golden Book of Amun-Ra is located inside the statue of Anubis.
That's where we found the black book.
Exactly.
That looks like the old boys at Bembridge were mistaken.
Yes, they mixed the books up, mixed up where they were buried. So if the black book is inside the statue of Anubis, then the Golden Book must be inside...
Come on, Evie, faster.
Patience is a virtue.
Not right now, it isn't.
I think I'll go get the car started.
I've got it. The Golden Book of Amun-Ra is at Hamanaptra inside the Statue of Horus. Take that, Bembridge scholars.
regenerated.
Kitar Mipharos. Ainilio, the Syrian.
Come with me, my princess. It is time to make you mine forever.
For all eternity, idiot.
Kuntash Dana. Ainilio.
Take my hand, and I will spare your friends.
Oh, dear. Got any bright ideas?
I'm thinking.
Just think of something fast, because if he turns me into a mummy, you're the first one I'm coming after.
No.
Don't!
No!
You still have to take me to Hamunaptra to perform the ritual.
She is right.
Live today, fight tomorrow.
I'll be seeing you again. Evelyn!
Hey, that's mine!
Thank you.
Kekame!
No! Let go of me! Let go of me!
Goodbye, my friend.
Come on!
What about my sister?
We're gonna get her back! You're next!
A word?
So what's your little problem got to do with His Majesty's Royal Air Corps?
Not a damn thing.
Is it dangerous?
Well, you probably won't live through it.
Why, Joe? Do you really think so?
Well, everybody else we bumped into has died. Why not you?
What's the challenge then?
Rescue the damsel in distress, kill the bad guy, and save the world.
Oh, ha, 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 ha. Winston Havelock, at your service, sir. Ha, ha.
Bloody look all right!
How you doing?
See that? I've never seen one so big.
Never?
No!
I need a new job.
Thank you.
I loved the whole sand wall trick. It was beautiful, you bastard.
Excuse me. A little help would be useful if it's not too much trouble!
Yeah, yeah, all right. Winston! Hey, Winston!
Nasty little fellows such as yourself always get their comeuppance.
They do?
Oh, yes. Always.
I take those bigger stones first. And take them from the top, otherwise the whole thing will cave in on us. Come on, put your backs into it.
Yes, well, you've got the idea. Chop, chop.
Believe.
Yeah.
Can we just...
No.
Who the hell are these guys?
Priests. Imhotep's priests.
All right, then.
Thank you.
mummies.
Rashimulu Kashka!
This just keeps getting better and better.
Oh, do something, Jonathan.
Please!
You can command them.
You have got to be joking.
Finish the inscription on the cover, idiot. Then you can control them.
Oh, right.
Bibliotecario!
No problem.
Hurry, Evie, hurry!
You're not helping!
Anak, geha yo.
Oh, I got it! Kadishmal, Kadishmal. Paradus, Paradus!
I thought you said it was gonna kill him!
He's mortal.
Beginning.
much.
You have earned the respect and gratitude of me and my people.
Yes, well, there's nothing.
May Allah smile upon you always.
And yourself. Yes, any time.
Stay out of trouble.
He's just leaving us here. Well, I guess we go home empty-handed. Again.
I wouldn't say that.
How about you, darling? Would you like a little kissy-wissy?